It's Wednesday night and time for the Chadron State Sports Journal presented by Nebraska Bank.
And then they're also looking to add beach wrestling to the 2028 Olympics, so I am training for that.
I'm looking at all my keys. Like Coach said, if that backer fills, I flow. If he flows, I fill. And I'm just looking for that extra yard every time just so that I can put the offense in the best position I can.
Mental health is health. Just making sure that we're shining light to it and allowing the athletes, not just on our campus, but all over the world, to know that they're not alone in this fight.
Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, visits with coaches, athletes, and CSE sports newsmakers. Here's your host with tonight's edition of the CSE Sports Journal, presented by Nebraska Bank.
Tonight's CSC Sports Journal takes us to the wrestling mats, where the Eagle men are focusing on regionals this weekend. The RMAC undefeated Chadron State Grapplers under head coach Brett Hunter will be headed to Pueblo, Colorado for the NCAA regional event that takes place on Saturday. And that's where the Eagles will try and capture a Region 6 title and send competitors down to Wichita, Kansas for the national championships in mid-March. Saturday's action starts at 10 o'clock and will roll all the way through the regional finals beginning at 5 o'clock that evening at Massari Arena. Considering Super Region 6 is all the RMAC schools, plus Nebraska Kearney and Fort Hays State from the MIAA, it's a good bet CSC will be booking travel for Wichita. Regional brackets and matchups haven't been released publicly as of today, so we don't know the preliminary outlook for CSC's first round yet. But 133-pounder Quinn Campbell will certainly be one expecting to reach the top of the podium with a gold medal and another trip to nationals on the way. He took second in the country a season ago in the final event. Intermat currently ranks Campbell number 3 in the country. At 125 pounds, Quade Smith checks in at number 9 in the national Intermat poll and could be looking at a rematch with Kearney's Zach Orana. He's ranked 6th in order to move forward. It was close in the regular season battle with Orana squeaking by in a 4-3 decision. Ethan Leek walks onto the mat 13th in the country Saturday at 141 pounds. His biggest hurdle to nationals will be Kearney's Nick James, who in the duel wrestled at 149 pounds and lost to CSC's Tori Early. James is listed at 141 this week, but we'll see what weight he actually fits on Saturday. 141 should be a competitive class with 4 top 20 nationally ranked wrestlers. Logan Berger finds himself in the final spot of the top 20 national polls this week at 174 pounds. Berger is in a difficult class at regionals with nearly half, 7 of the top 20, all coming from Region 6. Similar situation for CSC's Keegan Galhuizen at 184 pounds. Keegan is rated number 16 nationally and among 4 ranked in his class. Finally, at 285 pounds, Mason Watt, and his number 6 national rank is right ahead of number 7 UNK's Crew Howard. Howard didn't face Galhuizen in the regular season duel. It ought to be a thrilling event for the Eagles. Tickets are available through the CSU Pueblo Athletics website. As we told you earlier in the week, too, 4 Eagle women have qualified for the national tournament. That's in mid-March. You can check back in with the Sports Journal podcast and radio show for details on their venture towards a national title as well when it gets closer. That is this week's CSC Sports Journal. Tune in Wednesdays throughout the CSC Sports calendar and listen anytime to archived podcast versions of the program by visiting the CSC Sports page at panhandlepost.com.
A community bank and your financial partner. That's Nebraska Bank. This is Dustin Chester, Vice President of Nebraska Bank in Hemingford and Alliance. Our experienced banking teams are ready to help you save, budget, and build your future. Stop in and we'll talk through your individual, unique banking needs. We will also provide you with an above average cup of coffee. Visit any of our 4 Panhandle locations. Our team and a cup of coffee will be waiting. Nebraska Bank, rooted with you and rooting for you. Member FDIC.
Thanks for joining us tonight for the CSE Sports Journal, presented by Nebraska Bank. Tune in Wednesday nights throughout the season as Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, chats with Chadron State student-athletes, coaches, and sports newsmakers to get you the inside perspective on CSE sports. Listen on the free Panhandle Post app and download episodes online anytime at panhandlepost.com by clicking on the CSE logo for more Eagles content online. Line.